tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Who else is in there with me?
I lay the hammer down.
Hey.
I'm gonna kill a whole house on that ass, so I swear. Tell her it's hammer time, cause I'm from Tallahassee, and you know we get nasty, out ya. Now when we swerving in the lucky,
every week we have a bomb song to get me in the mood to talk about basketball-wise.
We need to something after
watching it. So welcome you, welcome me to another episode of the After Show for Basketball Wives LA Season 4. Before we get started, of course, I want you guys to like and subscribe to us on YouTube. That's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Like us on iTunes and SoundCloud too. But download the app. Have it on your phone so you have access to it all the time, and it makes it a lot easier to get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I am your host, Gary Thomas, and of course, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas or I am GaryThomas.com, which is under construction right now, but it's coming back. And I'm joined here, of course, with Miss Cam and Corinne, but I got DJ Jesse J here.
Cam and Corinne totally pulled the Drea today. Right. They was like,
Cam is 2 weeks in a row.
Yep, y'all can hit me up everywhere, DJ Jesse J. Hit me up during the show, and let's read some of your tweets.
Exactly. You know, our hashtag is ABTVBWLA. Hashtag ABTVBWLA. I like to see more people talk to us, so please, you know, hit us on Twitter.
Make that shit work.
So let's get into this show. We start out with something that I thought was really, really fun, and I thought it was actually going to work, but, you know, attitudes got in the way. We started out with the dodgeball event that Megan planned after she had her conversation with Brandy, where Brandy kind of, like, jaded the story of what happened between her and Jackie, but...
I got to say, though, I do think that Jackie was right in saying that Brandy instigated the fight with Megan. Like, when I think about the chain of events... The whole situation started from Brandy and Megan, kind of, when Brandy stepping up to Megan like that. But, I mean, Megan did slam the glass down.
Like, it's so many things that actually are layered into the situation. I can't pinpoint Brandy as, like, the instigator of her spitting on Megan. That's what she's saying, and she's saying, you instigate this and that. I just can't see that. So... They have this conversation outside. She tells her about her event, the dodgeball thing, or her, not the dodgeball, but she plans to get back at Jackie.
Meet up with Rita.
She said, I'm an Aquarius, so I got to get my revenge, and I have something in the work, which was dodgeball. And Jackie tells Shawnee that she is preparing for this with her Vaseline and tennis shoes to come to this event.
I don't think that's crazy, Jackie, to think that. With these girls, I don't know, especially Megan, like, out of, you know, if, like, Malaysia was like, bring sneakers, like, okay, I'd be like, well, maybe it's something. But I just spit on you.
And you tell me to bring sneakers.
Yeah. And you know Jackie's crazy, so of course
Jackie has made up an entire story in her head already.
Of course she has. But for Jackie's mind, I'm not mad at her thinking that, because... She spit on her.
Well, she went ahead and invited Shawnee along anyway, but, you know...
Which Meg was safe, too, because Shawnee and Meg get along.
Right. They get along very well. When I talked to Megan, of course, she told me that the person she connected with the most was Shawnee, but that could have been for tabloid reasons and, you know, credibility and all those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. However, so they get to the dodgeball and all the ladies show up. Even my second fave, or equally fave, Angel is there. And they're all, you know, Jackie comes in after everyone's kind of, you know, she kind of filters in a little bit late and she's rubbing in the Vaseline. That was my first thing. I was like, is she rubbing in the Vaseline on her hands and her face? Like, Jackie, what's going on right now?
Because she said, you know, it helps with cuts and scratches. And if someone's going to grab you, they're going to slip right off. Jackie from the streets. Jackie, no.
Right. So the highlight of it is Drea showing.
Wait, but were you a little confused? I don't know why I'm, like, confused about, maybe it's editing-wise, of how Angel is now friends with everybody.
I think it really just happened because it could be just a little bit of forcing, the producer forcing it, but you know, I think it happened after they had that dinner last
episode. That was Brandy in Malaysia.
Yeah, so I think Brandy in Malaysia, because Malaysia already knew about the event. So she probably pulled Angel along. Okay. Malaysia was already aware of it, you know, because Megan probably called her so they can meet up about at the sports store when they had that meeting, and she brought Angel along. And that's how this whole thing is unraveling.
And can we please tell you guys to rewind it, watch it again, to the play it again sports scene where Megan throws the ball at Malaysia, but Angel is not paying no mind. She
had that face like, are you bitch. Serious right now? Like, I'll knock you out over this throwing ball stuff.
Right. That was so funny. But yeah, that dodgeball situation...
Drea coming in.
Did you think it was... Okay, before it happened, did you think it was going to be messy? Did you think Megan planning this was like, oh, I'm going to fucking...
I mean, I knew it was going to be messy, but I was for it. I was definitely thinking like, okay, I see what Megan is saying when she says she wanted people to see that she's matured since BGC. You know, she came up with a plan to, you know, get our aggressions out, but still kind of be friends. You know, like, let's just hash things out in a way... That we're going to, you know, because when she played the game, as we fast forward a little bit, she played it like getting her aggression out on Jackie. She really threw the ball at her and really just let it out and then was able to have this conversation afterwards. This is not typically something we've seen on reality TV shows where they plan an event where that's physical. It's, you know, let's get that out and then let's have a conversation afterwards.
I was like, Meg, that is such a ripoff of Bad Girls All Stars, but that's fine.
It is, but like I said, I agree with her showing. Yeah, it's showing that she is mature. She's trying to, this is what her intent was. She wanted people to see that she's changed over the last few years.
Now, one thing, because after watching it, definitely I think it was a great idea. Actually, genius. Probably the best one we've seen on Basketball Wives. Yeah. Because it really did. Everyone had a good time. They laughed. And it just irritates me with Drea because if you had just sat up in there a little longer, seen the shirts, because the shirts were a little shady, but it was shade on everybody, even on herself.
Yeah,
even on herself, like Fupa.
Yeah, it was funny shade. I think that, if you're going to be, I feel like I would want to try that with my friends, not necessarily dodgeball, but if we had something, you know, like a sports type thing, where we can just kind of let our aggressions out, because, you know, sometimes with your friends or groups of people you're around regularly, you do hold back some stuff, and you end up having a laundry list of things that they have done to make you mad, but because you're friends, you don't like, you're like, oh, that's just them. But really, it irritated you.
So maybe throwing a ball at someone's head one time.
Maybe so, you know? Maybe so, like... I'll be over it, and then we can talk about it later. Like, sometimes guys fight each other, and afterwards we talk about it and just let it go.
Yep.
It's like, I had to fight you right then and there just to get my aggression out, and then, you know, we cool now. You know, girls don't do that. They're catty. They want to, you know, argue and call each other bees and, you know, hoes and all of this sport, but Megan came up with this, which is actually a better way of doing it.
Now, when Drea came in and she was like, I'm not doing this, I'm leaving, like, y'all can play this, like, all right. And
here's my thing with Angel, with Drea, before we get into that, I knew she was wrong in my mind. I was like,
who?
This and Drea, I knew she was wrong and I knew her attitude was bad, but I kind of felt like, because I have the same attitude sometimes, I just try to hide it. She just doesn't hide it. And I got a stank attitude like that sometimes too, so I kind of just felt like
behind his attitude. I
have a stank attitude just now, and I'm openly admitting that my attitude is very poor sometimes. And I'm just like, first step
admittance.
So at first I'm just like, all right, she's leaving. Like, I would leave too. Like, I don't F with Megan. That's what she said. I don't fool with you like that. So instead of ruining everybody else's fun, I'm gonna remove myself from the situation.
But do you think it was? But why? So is it more so of the fact, like, this is Megan's event and they all showed up because it's Megan's event and I'm not partaking in that? Or was it, I'm not going to have you throw balls at my face? Or is it that maybe that Angel was there on behalf of, I don't know, like, I'm just really trying just, to...
In my mind, for me, with Dre and how I would process, it's just, it's your event. Why would I be at your event? I don't fool with you. But my only thing was, why I would not go outside and be like, let me see if my friends come get me. Me, personally, I'm pulling off burning rubber.
You wouldn't have been able to get out quick enough.
Exactly. You would have never even been able to run. I would have already been in the streets by the time you started knocking on my window or trying to. Like, that's just me, because I don't fool with you. Like, I'm not coming to this event. If you had told me in the beginning, you liars, I would have never showed up.
I'm just confused because that whole situation, like, okay, Drea, you want to, you know, have balls and walk out the situation. And then Angel kind of sat around. Now, do you think Angel, because instantly, if they're that close of friends, I would have felt like as soon as Drea walked away, Angel would have followed. Now, do you think she didn't follow because she wanted to hear the tea of what was going on? Because then we see her go back out.
I think that she knew, and just she like said, Brandy in Malaysia knew, like, you're just being petty. Like, don't, I'm not going to follow this. And you had a more legit reason, you know, for why I leave. And let me go talk to you. But, I mean, I just felt like Angel was like, okay, yeah. I just can't justify this right now.
Okay, and then I'm confused as to what was kind of being said outside, because I felt like Angel was kind of trying to, like, not be on Megan's side with Drea, but she was kind of being like when she said the thoughty thing, like...
I think she was trying to manipulate her.
Yeah, because like, it was just saying, really...
She called you a thought, you better come in here and throw these balls at her head. I said so many words what Angel was doing.
I was trying to figure it out because I'm like, wait, whose side are you on right now?
Because, you know, normally someone would be like, they called me what?
Yeah.
Let me go play this game right quick. Like, you know, that's just how it is.
Okay. Because I was just really confused. And then Megan overheard the end of that sentence and walked down and was like...
I'm like, yeah, she came. I love that Megan's really speaking her mind. Like, it's not like
I'm not gonna let these bitches,
she's not sugarcoating it, because you know sometimes they have conversations like, I'm trying to confront you but I'm not confronting. She, look, you kind of make me mad because you just walked out,
right? The bitch puts the boombox on, goes, wanna try me, like she was not. So they went back inside, and but that was a bad bitch scene, I must say. Drea pulling up in your Benz,
like, that car, I don't normally like G-Wagons, but I liked hers. It was clean. It was nice. She showed up in her brand. Yeah, really.
And
yeah,
I would have been fine with that.
She did show up. I think every time she showed up, she kind of had a good appearance for herself. She just
her
kinda,
intros?
She, yeah, her intros was like, who are you paying in the editing room?
Yep. are you paying them? Right. Are you?
Here we go. Now, that takes me back to the comment Megan made about Angel that I really didn't like. When she was like, you know, when they had the meeting at Playing in Sports, and, you know, we talked about Angel's face, and about she was like, oh, you don't know about dodgeball because you probably never dodged balls in your life. You don't even know that girl like that.
Oh, my God.
You don't even know her like that. Like, I was kind of upset for her. Like, I kind of wanted to fight you for her about that. Like, you don't even know her like that. That was the shadiest thing ever.
I mean, yeah, but you know Megan.
Megan don't care.
Megan be on Google. And if you Google Angel, you're going to see a whole bunch of rumors.
You go on Megan's phone. She got everybody's Google. Everybody's wiki on.
She got them on Snapchat. She got them snapshots.
Listen, I got receipts right here. She's like, I'm going to show you what you did.
The receipts. I can't.
Yeah, receipts. So I think overall the dodgeball thing did turn out fun. Shawnee won.
Wait, why do you think Megan called Malaysia drama queen?
I'm trying to figure that out.
It doesn't make sense to me because I feel like out of everybody, Malaysia is probably the least overdramatic.
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I felt like everyone's name was befitting to a certain extent, but Drama Queen, I would lead her to elaborate on it.
Yeah, everyone's was really fitting. Thoughty, yeah. Hottie, Drea, Wacky Jackie, OG Shawnee, Fupa, Meg, Angel, Bnunu.
Yeah, and then Biatch for Brandy. I felt like it was befitting, but it was like Drama Queen. Where is
maybe the because the drama surrounds Malaysia when it comes to like Jackie, Drea.
Is she like reading into that? Because I think she came into the episode from the carryover of that drama, and that's kind of like, you know, we had like three or four scenes that were revolving around the Malaysia and
this
Jackie
whole
drama.
Season has been kind of heavy with them.
Malaysia, Jackie drama, and the, you know, the date with Doug and all of these things. So maybe she is taking that and running with it, but I just don't feel like... I feel like she could have came up with a better name for Malaysia.
Do you think Drea is an attention whore?
Yes. Definitely. 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 Like, I think innately everyone wants attention. And then, you know, when you have a stank attitude, you kind of put the scene on you all the time.
So, when Shawnee said she makes everything about her and doesn't like everyone, when everyone gets along, do you think it's that where she just genuinely does not like Megan for whatever reason? Do you think Drea looks at Megan as competition?
I think Megan looks at Drea as competition. I think Drea is like, Drea looks at them all like, she, like Shawnee made a valid point before. I think Drea does have a certain air about herself where she's saying, I am above you.
But if you're above them, why are you letting them get to you like that?
She's still a woman.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Because Megan did make the statement of, You know, I mean, I just feel like I'm Drea now, and Drea
to them what I'm now what to them what Drea used to be.
And I'm looking at Meg like girl, get you know, psycho like, mind.
Get your own storyline because gutter. Like you can't. Megan has enough story to not have to ride the coattails of Drea. Let's not do this right now. It just didn't. It wasn't a good look for Megan to say that in the confessional at all.
Nope. Because now like, you can add so much to that story.
Right, because now you've already put the tweets, you know, when you were Team Drea before. We've already seen too much that's like added up saying, like, you basically came on the show to take her spot. And this is, you know, if you want to build your brand, do it on your own.
Be Megan James.
Yeah, be Megan James.
Drea 2.0.
Like, exactly. You already had your own fan base that's building itself right now. You don't need to try to take Drea's.
Mm-hmm. When Meg pulled Jackie aside...
I liked it. I thought the conversations that they had at that point were better. I bet it was after they got it out.
How do you? I mean, but as far as Jackie, how did you feel? Like as far as what she was saying, she said.
Remember what I said to you when we were watching? I was like, Doug gets Jackie two.
He really does
together.
Jackie, now when you go here.
He's her.
I need you to say to her.
You gonna apologize, Jackie? We don't do this. That's basically what he told her in so many words. So I think that all of that was Doug.
And I thought it was really honest when she said, you know, I wanted to beat your ass, but, you know, I couldn't do that because you're like a little sister to me. So instead it was like, I can picture that going through Jackie's head. But then for her to say, right. I genuinely have no reason as to why I spit on you.
I'm okay with the apologies, but saying like, I just don't even see Jackie as a fighter. So when people who are not fighters even make comments of if I would beat you up, just make me like, whatever.
Girl,
like, calm down, sit down, let's let it go because there's no chance of you punching Megan. Like,
because when Megan came at you, you
had a prime opportunity because literally, I just would have been off the show. Because if you spit on me, I just wanted to be, my contract would just have been burned. Like, there's not there's no level of disrespect greater than someone spitting on you. And I would just say,
yep.
Look here. I'm sorry, Shawnee. I just had to put the paws on her.
All right, Scrappy.
Right. So, I liked the event. I really thought the whole thing was cool. And I thought it was just different.
And what about the Jackie and Brandy conversation?
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was just forced. Like, Brandy, I can't read Brandy.
Me either. And I just sit there and I look at it like, why are you really mad at Jackie?
I'm trying to figure out. I understand from last season.
Is it because Malaysia gets mad at her? Or is it just that one comment that you guys have already, you've said you've already wiped that under the rug?
Because it really, I'm not understanding how the argument necessarily started. Like, they could have just talked about it. But
you like Megan, but Megan smashed a glass and you're in front.
Yeah, she defends Megan, you know, later on to Drea. She defends Megan a lot, and it's kind of like
she's really cool.
Yeah, she's just cool. Like, Brandy, what? What?
Remember last week?
You're right. I think talking about Brandy is after that event is good because we get to see a different side of Brandy.
Ooh, this is all kind of coming in my head right now, but. Dre made the comment of, I haven't talked to nobody for a week, and the last time I seen y'all was a fight. So, in Drea's head, is she looking at it like, y'all been talking for this whole week, and
y'all been getting the cool, it's been a week.
And nobody been hitting me up? And that goes to show when Brandy said, you know, whenever anything happens, we always have to hit Drea up. Drea never hits us up. So, Drea, maybe no one talked to you for a week because you ain't interacting with people.
Drea has enough going on. As we've seen with Drea, Drea is back with Orlando. Their engagement is back on. We don't know. I just don't know what's
back,
going on.
Like, back, Drea. Forth. Because, I mean, from them room pictures, then they're getting engaged next year, like married next year.
I'm over it. I'm over it. And
I'm over it like a black girl tans.
Brandy, by the way, we have melanin. We have melanin. We are okay. We don't need to tan. We all right. Like, maybe you want a little glow, buy some bronzers or something, you know, from Sephora.
A nice little lotion.
Right, like you were Naimi's or whatever that makeup place was in North Hollywood. You were there, buy some bronzers or whatever, give you a little glow. we don't tan. We just don't. We don't. We have melanin. We're fine, you know?
Melissa was looking at her like, like, can I do that for you? I love Malaysia because she's always high. Malaysia just always comes in looking so high, like,
just,
hey.
She just smokes a J before she heads out the door. You know,
but I feel you, girl.
In the Uber ride.
I feel you.
So Brandy, we get to see this a new side of Brandy as we move on through the episode, and we find a little bit more about her marriage to
Jason.
We see her son, who this is I haven't seen her son. I don't think
he's adorable.
Cool little haircut and the ring popping and all, being a kid. And like, I think that was cool for me seeing her because I know how bad she wants to have another child. So I really want to see the interaction between her and her son. So it's kind of a highlight to see the human parts of the reality stars.
Just a side note on that, in that tanning scene, Malaysia said one of the realest things, that the best way to sum Drea up.
I wonder if my friends have summed me up like that.
About the bleeding thing? Like, I could see Gary, I could see it happening. Like, I would just cut myself, you'd be like,
like, wait a minute. I'm like, I'll call up myself and they're like, you got the little towel for him.
Oh, I'm mad she did it with her arms closed still. She's like, don't bleed on me.
Don't
Girl, you okay? Just don't bleed on me. Don't bleed on me.
This is mint swim. I can't handle blood.
This is F-A-G-S.
Right. So, all right. Brandy has this conversation with her husband on the iPhone or the iPad, and it was a mess. It was kind of like, do you want to stay married or not? I was kind of felt bad for him. I was a little bit on his side now because it's like, I understand he cheated and everything, and you know, you have some hurt feelings, but you're saying you want to work in your marriage, but you're not treating him like you want to work in your marriage, in my opinion. Most women probably do this and tell him in this kind of way.
Most women do this.
Of a certain ethnicity.
White, black, maybe Asian don't, but depending on where they are. But
if you want to work on your marriage, you want things to work, why would you talk to him like in this nature? You know,
he's like, you know, babe, I'm gonna come up for All-Star Weekend. Who said that? Who said you're going to come here?
She completely went off the handle saying, where you gonna stay? Who told you gonna come? But first of all, his child's in his house, and I'm sure he's paying part of that rent in the apartment.
Of that rent.
Not all of the rent in his apartment. And he's trying to come in. You know, seeing each other is a step closer to making it work. He's gonna be chilling like, oh, we got a break, but I'm gonna stay here.
Right, Brandy, just don't fuck him. That's the easiest way. That's all she's holding out on, so he can't be in the same house with you without you fucking him?
Like, I just feel like, how do you plan to work on this marriage? Over Skype and over talking to him like this instead of having an open dialogue. Like, this is what you need to have if you are going to see where his head is at, to see if he's going to come back and continue cheat on you, or this is worth, you know, working on or what. Like, this is the second time we've seen her, you know, have this conversation with him. And we're not trying to be all up in your marriage. Like, you know, I don't really care at the end of the day. But me watching the show and I'm doing this after show, I need to see you try to reconcile some things. Like, stop being a biatch.
Yeah. And, you know, she was supposed to come in tonight. I wonder why she didn't. But
Brandy, where you at?
But, and I would like to have asked, you know, what was kind of... Not shown due to time constraints, but maybe there's more to the conversation that we didn't get to see. I would love to ask if she thought that this is an appropriate discussion to have with him in front of
your son. Your child. I thought he's probably young and doesn't understand.
But he seems like he has a mouth on him. Like, he was pretty snappy.
Like, she was talking about, okay. Like, I like to see the scene. I appreciate it because I think that this season is giving us more than we've seen in the past, and not all drama. We actually are seeing the sides of you. Yeah, the relationship sides, which is what we thought in season one the show was going to be about. You know, seeing a little bit more of relationships and how this, you know, come over these hurdles of cheating and all this jazz. But we got into something else, which has kept us around for four seasons.
I wonder if they're doing that because of that new show on E-Wags. Because that show is heavily on the relationship part. And it was refreshing to see.
Probably seeing what the viewers, maybe polls and know what the viewers wanted to see more of. And she's one of the few that are actually married.
Right.
And have been married, you know, through her seasons since she's been on this show. So we need to see that, you know, and nobody's really interested in the Doug Jackie story, unfortunately. Like, we commend you guys for being married for 20 some odd years. congrats, but Doug is entirely too boring for us to be even interested in your relationship, and you guys are way too out of our demographic, because I really don't want to say that you guys are too old. That's really what I mean, for us to care.
The Golden Girls.
Exactly, right? You know, it's just not interesting for us, but to see Brandy, who's younger, who is, you know, it's interesting for the viewers in her relationship and her marriage, because we didn't even see what happened with Malaysia.
Right.
And her husband, we're like, that would have been, you know, an opportunity last season if they showed a little bit more of their relationship. But now we have Brandy, and I'm just not happy with what I'm seeing. Because, like, what happened?
I don't know. It's confusing for me.
If you were on the other side of this year, how did you feel? Were you on Brandy's side, or were you on his side?
I mean, I get both sides of it. So it's hard to say that because, you know, I've seen a reality show without the editing. So I can't really know where this conversation went to, even when we saw a scene where Malaysia was like, weirdo, or something like that. It was like, that could have been from something totally else. But overall, I just think if you're trying to work on it, I'm on his side. Because have him back at the house, have him back involved, because if you guys are still together and you're trying to work things out for the kid especially, he needs to be in the house with his father. Now make him sleep on the couch, make him sleep with his son.
That's why.
Well, no, I know that, but like, as far as like seeing his mom and dad around each other at the same time, have him sleep on the couch, have him sleep in his room or something like that. I just think it's
do it in a way the kid doesn't see it.
Yeah, it's just all coming down to like she's scared to just sleep with him because she's like, I'm going to give you the goodies.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, but girl, you got to be strong, independent woman.
But at the same time, she knows she wants another child. She knows she wants to complete her family, and you know, with her cancer. It's a slight chance that you may not. You should want to do everything possible to make life good. So that's what I see. You know, if I have a deadly disease or a disease that is, you know, preventing me from doing what I really want in life, I'm going to do what is best in order to make this a smooth transition, a happiest time of my life.
And not add more stress. Because that was a very stressful Skype call.
Exactly. Me. It was just like.
And it didn't have to go any that way because he looked like he was like, hey.
I was all like, hey, the kid. That's another jab. Like, another
I told you
comment.
You were going to miss me.
And she wasn't even like looking. She didn't even look at him when she's making all these comments. It's just like, that's how you know you're not even like.
Fully in that stance.
Exactly. She's just like, you ain't seeing here. The conversation's right there. You know? If you're going to be even serious about your threats or so to speak, look him in the eye and say it. That's why he's not going to believe it. He's coming home where you are.
And he know he's going to knock it down.
Exactly. It didn't even faze. He's like, I'm grown. I'm coming home to our apartment. Like, because if you had looked him in the eye and had this look, you know, he may have taken you a little bit seriously.
No, what she should have said, Brandon, was look him in the eye and say, sure, come home and see your son. As a matter of fact, actually, that weekend, if you wanted to be the bigger bitch, that weekend I'm going to actually go out of town so you can watch your child.
No, because that's not trying to make the marriage work. We're trying to get this marriage back together.
But, I mean, to me, that's more than having him come into town, he's staying somewhere. I feel like by her having him come back to the house, being around the son, and then her making the stance of like, and when you come, I'm going to sleep over Malaysia's house. So you really understand, like, I'm irritated as hell with you. Like, and then
been
come back.
They've been apart for, a couple months?
Has it been that long?
I think so. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, because the first time they were on Skype, too.
Yeah, so I'm like,
okay, yeah.
I need to see some progress now. Like, if he's making an effort, you know, if he's going to come back, what's the progress now? And the last Skype call was the same kind of dialogue again. So I just don't get it. You know, she's so torn up about it. And when she goes in her confessional, she's, you know, very emotional about it. But it's like, I just don't understand where you're going with that. Yeah, where are we going with this? And I think Patrice gave them the best advice when they had the spin cycle class. She said, when I finally figured out my word, Brandy, you better put that little earbud up to Patrice's mouth and listen to what she's saying.
I am a...
Fix your life. So anyways, I don't think at the end of the season we're going to see any progress in a relationship. They're still going to be broken up, so...
I need something from you. I need you to do something because otherwise, I don't know where we're gonna see you next season.
Yeah, we'll get to what we see next week in that. So, moving on, I am just disturbed by Jackie's dance moves or lack thereof. In the hip-hop dance class that Shawnee invites them all to, which was another
make that shit work,
another fun event. Not everybody was there. Drea, of course, was not there. What does Drea go to? At all. I think they have to like force her to show up.
And now I think I understand why she probably won't be a part of the show anymore.
Right. So Jackie drinks
came in.
It's amazing
with
how she said she
glasses.
She don't know where the boss are.
No. Which is, I get it, smart marketing, because I haven't seen the commercial for it ever.
No, I haven't either.
I see it mostly on the show. So, I mean, I guess get it in as many times as you can.
Well, I started, publicity. I never saw it in person until around the time the show came out. And then I, you know, saw it and was able to taste it and feel it because, you know, she had the premiere. And it was, I think she had it out there. And she had her models, whatever, for Boss Art. Then she did an event for Rob Riley that I was at. And I tasted it there. And it's like, okay, now I'm seeing it in the flesh, like, real. Because I didn't really think it was out. It's kind of like, oh, you have this cognac, but I don't see it on the shelves.
It's a good turn-up drink, y'all. It really will get you nice.
Yeah, it's
nice
good. It's definitely good. It's just I didn't see the marketing behind it or see it on the shelf.
Like, the marketing needs to be with other girls drinking it. Because, Jackie, now you're starting to make it look crazy. Like, if I drink Bossard, I might get...
Right, like, we're all going to be
because
wacky.
I don't want to be dancing like...
She thought she was the best thing at the dance class.
She said she was the best thing.
Maybe the Bossard had you off beat or had you in your older age electric slide type vibe or whatever. But the hottest thing in there was definitely always, of course, Malaysia.
Malaysia and Angel had the best pop.
Yeah.
Except Angel, we got to get you some new pants, girl.
I've seen Angel several times, and she just has no waist.
Yeah.
No waist. But it makes me because, you know, she wears her own designs, like you said, and it's kind of like, we need you to make this for you. But she always doesn't. She just has a small waist and a fat booty.
Yeah, she was, like, twerking it, like club girl twerking it, but Malaysia was twerking it, like.
It had.
It was everything. I live for Malaysia.
Malaysia is actually like doing big things. She had the Control magazine cover mm-hmm. that just came out the other day, which they had a party to, which she was singing with Molly Mall. She's claimed that they're not together. I hope you are not with Molly Mall because there's way too many rumors about Molly Mall. But he was putting a necklace on her because, you know, her birthday was last week, I believe. And they had there's a couple pictures to show. He gave her a necklace and she was carrying his snake and all these things. And I'm just like,
Malaysia, no.
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 You too, no. There's way too many tabloids about that man for you to even think that your bad self should be with something of that nature. So, no. But she denied it. She said they're just friends. As you guys know, she said they're just friends. But the Control magazine is out of control. Like, it is definitely a hot cover. And I'm definitely going to have to pick that one up off the shelves. Because I do. I'm starting to really like Malaysia.
I wrote right here. Malaysia is everything, literally. Even though they look like the Bratz Dolls version of the Pussycat Dolls.
They were just having a little fun.
I know. It was cute, though.
When you pull out cognac, you got your purse.
And I loved at the end when she was like, let's all do a toast. And Malaysia was like, no.
No. She's like, we're working out. Like, you know, we're not with a toast. I thought that was kind of a cool thing to Shawnee think of. Shawnee looked really, 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 really good.
There's a lot of reallys, but she did look good.
She looked really good. Shawnee's not bad. Like, people gotta give Shawnee credit. She looks good.
Yeah.
She definitely looks good. Celebrated her 40th birthday a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. And she looks good to me. She looked hot.
I agree.
So the dance class was, it just was that. It was. It just was. Like, I don't really have much to say about it. It was just like, it was. But it was nice to see Malaysia. I like Malaysia.
It was nice to see all the girls in one episode see them do two things where they all kind of got along.
This has been a different season for us. Yeah. Definitely a different tone.
They're able to talk about their issues quicker than going like 3 to 4 episodes of the drama.
Drawing it out.
And we're getting a lot of drama this season, but it gets resolved quicker.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Maybe it's just different people, you know, different mindsets.
Minus somebody in a lot of scenes.
The one who never shows up.
Question.
Which brings us to this, the drinks with the trio.
No, wait, what about the makeup store?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to get to that because the receipts. So, the receipts.
Crazy.
Jackie says, crazy. She don't want you to think she broke.
But this makes me think you're broke.
It does.
Because I feel like you brought the Coach bag. Was it, wait, what was it?
Chanel. She always carries a Chanel bag. You know, she always, okay. It'd be. To her side,
you know,
like
it's so
this.
Funny. Yep, because I never actually. Now that you're saying that, when me and Corinne interviewed her for Reality Check, We took a picture, and at the end, she was like, wait, let me get my purse. And I was just kind of like,
This is my thing, because I took a selfie with her, you know, on her phone. And I tested every other bloggers, other media people who've done this. She takes pictures with you, and the purse speaks like this. And then it covers, I guess she wants to cover her stomach or whatever area, whatever it is. So she has a collection.
Her fupa.
I guess, whatever. But she always is like upset about the photo. And later when it like hits the Instagram, is like, I don't want this up. Like my person. You always have that Chanel bag. Red, purple, blue, black, whatever. It's the same Chanel bag in a different color.
The big one, right?
No, the one that's kind of like.
Oh, she had a big one the day we saw her.
She has this.
And she put it right in front, just like you said.
Yeah,
I was like,
but she has that one, like the red one. Yep. She has it in different colors. And that's kind of like when she clutches like this. Okay. Like her photos. And it's like. What's going on, Jackie?
Because I felt like I was looking at her like, girl, did you bring that bag, your only real bag, to be like, and look, this is real.
It got the serial number in here.
You can call.
Here goes our NBA. Here go my paycheck stubs. Like,
for a Rolex, one Rolex. Like, you showed one receipt.
And then one.
$100,001. Like, girl, buy it.
We don't care. No one cares. You should not care. You shouldn't care. And then my ring. I got 10 of them.
Okay. The ring is the only one that I would have been like, because it involves Doug, it's the only one that I would be like upset about, because it really did pop out in the middle of conversation about being broke.
It was just such a good timing. Like, I felt like somebody set that up.
I do feel like it was kind of set up, because that was just way too
good. It was way too good.
Like, how was she playing dodgeball and the ring didn't fall out, but she said
she didn't have that
fries.
Ring on a dodgeball. I think she had a different one though. I think I looked at it, but I just feel like, Jackie, you don't have to prove anything to any of them. Like, it's just not even worth it. And it's just like, who I see on TV is just not who I see in person.
No.
And it just irritates me. Irritates me. Because it's like, you're giving such a bad persona of yourself.
Yep.
And for ratings or whatever the case may be, for whatever her mind is around. But when you're out in LA and people see you, like, they get such a better side of you. And I hate that the fans and the viewers are so jaded.
And even, like, when she came in for an interview, it was like, we did word association, so we put a picture up of each of the girls, and she was very
positive, or
more so. Honestly, she was very positive than what I thought she was going to say. I think she called Brandy a bully, and that was like the worst thing she said. And so it's like, you're so quiet and don't want to, you know, speak on certain. She's like, I don't want to speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the show, you're running around like, because I had never seen Basketball Wives before this season. So I went back and watched it all after interviewing her, and I was like, oh.
This is a different woman.
This is not the woman I sat across from.
No.
Because she was swearing up and down. She ain't crazy. She don't fight. She don't drink. She don't.
But when you meet her in person, she is really nice. Very and just sweet. Very, she's just so sweet. And it's just like, I hate to see her on TV. Because I just can't. Now, some of them other ones, they are kind of like that. And yeah. Like, Malaysia does have a kind of a snotty air about herself in person. That's given. Angel's kind of Angel. Angel doesn't. She's just nice. She gives on the show is kind of the same as person. Drea is like, in real life, I've seen her events like almost untouchable. Like,
yeah,
although I mean, she has touched me before, thank God. I'm just kidding, but
with the standing of Drea.
But she's Megan's actually kind of nice. She's kind of sweet too. She's kind of, but she does have a untouchable air about herself too. You know,
but
she comes into events like they did an event, a fashion show where stylists used her swimwear. She came in so late where like security walked her through to her scene. It was just like,
she reminds me of Jocelyn Hernandez in the sense of, you got all this fame through a reality show,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you're not the shit. Like, you know that you are not the shit. Like, if you were to walk into, you know, the Golden Globes or something, like, everyone would look like...
Yeah, you're not A-list.
But so you're walking around because you know that you have hit your roof. In your mind, which I think Drea can become past that, but in her mind, I think she's...
But see, here's the thing with Hollywood, and a lot of people who don't live here or are not in the industry don't realize there's Black Hollywood and then there's regular Hollywood. And when you're A-list in Black Hollywood, you carry yourself with a certain, people have this arrogance about themselves as if they are untouchable, when really Leo ain't checking for you.
Yeah, but I don't even think she's like Black Hollywood.
I think she's Black Hollywood A-list.
Really?
Just because she's very well known, she's has her, I think she's Black Hollywood A-list. Black Hollywood does not include necessarily the Idris Elbas, or, you know, Black Hollywood is like the reality stars. It's like just people.
Like, I feel like Nene would even kind of turn her nose up to Drea.
Yeah, she would, but Nene is A-list Black Hollywood.
Okay.
Neely is not A-list in the regular Hollywood, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, not anymore. She, at one point, she was kind of in with them. She was like the pet of the A-listers. And then I feel like she did some shady shit to Ryan, what's his name? Ryan Murphy? Glee?
Oh, yeah. That's
and I feel like she got cut off for doing something because nobody really messes her with her.
That's how it works. When you're hot, you better stay hot and stay with the right people. But I just feel like Drea has that Black Hollywood A-list about herself. And I think that's when her friends are starting to notice that she's selfish. That's what Brandy Malaysia tried to see about her. She's selfish.
Before we get to that, too, when Malaysia came to the makeup store and she clocked Jackie's clothing and she had to take the jacket off.
They did a bunch of scenes of Jackie's outfits where it just kind of...
hilarious.
I just feel like, does she not have a stylist?
Probably not.
So she, like, dresses herself in these attires?
I'm like, girl, you look like you're from Oda Dynasty.
It just, like, I think Malaysia made a good point. It's always just one thing that kind of just goes wrong. It's not, like, everything, but it's just, like, one thing.
You see
like,
where she was going to go with the outfit, and it's like... Or when she said all black, and you're like, but that's the only thing
that's that works for me. Man, I feel like when Jackie wears all black, that's when she looks her best. She's not an ugly woman at all. She's a beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong. But as far as dressing, I've seen her in some stuff to just, like... Yo, you are not in LA. Like, I just feel like you just flew in from Kansas City and just was like, I just arrived.
And I can't when she tries to pull the Beyonce 2002 VMA ring the alarm outfit, like, girl, bye with the trench coat. I know, I can't.
She tried to do her Aubrey Hepburn one time? She did try to do what did she try to do?
Not Aubrey Hepburn, with the little fucking.
She's done like
French hat and the glasses. Gloves
one time, and we're in LA, and it was like
breakfast at
had a cold day quite like that in LA in a long time. So I don't know what was going on.
And then when Brandy said the thing about the tissue, did you take that as light shade and then Jackie literally pulled her tits out? Or do you think she really meant breast tissue? Because I'm just like, do people like really refer to breast tissue like that?
Yeah, I think with her, she probably did.
Okay.
Just because, you know, cancer, ovarian, she probably knows her body parts much better than others, you know, so she probably really did. I mean, I don't think it was any shade.
Okay.
I don't think either one of them try to be shady. Like, a real friend would tell you, you can't dress. You know, I think that's true friendship.
She said, no one wears elastics in the back.
She said, no, this is, what she called it? It's a shaper.
And girl, that's from the 80s and no one wears those anymore either.
What are you trying to shape? Like, I wish Jackie was a little bit more like Shawnee in the sense that I'm 40 and owning it.
Yeah, because Jackie wanted to be 32 so bad.
At the bare minimum. Shawnee is, I'm 40. I'm 40. That's just it. I'm going to be 40 and me. I'm going to hang out with Evelyn, who's around my age group. I'm going to hang out with Tammy, who's around my age group, and more connect with them. I'm not trying to chase after the Megans and the Dreas. You know? They're there, but I'm not like...
Jackie feels less than when she hangs out with women like Shawnee and that. And that's why she goes after younger girls, because she feels like a boss. She feels like they'll look up to her. Whereas when she's hanging out with Evelyn, a Shawnee, a Tammy, they can see right through her bullshit. Like, girl,
we too old for this.
Yeah.
Like, let's not play this game. Whereas they're gonna play the game. They're tit for tat. They will argue back with you because they're younger. They're still in that era of being a child. Mm.
But yeah, the drinks.
Yeah, the drinks. So we get this, that nice restaurant. What was it? Bar 7, they may have been called. Yep. Something like
downtown,
that.
Downtown, 7th and
Drea makes a great entrance.
Fake bitch entrance.
Hey, girl.
I hate that. I hate that about him. She looked good. She looked good doing it. And Malaysia in that white looked good, too, as usual. Malaysia
just be coming for everyone on this show. She's like, hey, or that one-on-one scene, whenever they show the faraway part of it, and her just tits just out. But what about Shawnee with the one-on-one scene?
The red, like, Shawnee, what is this this season? We are getting way more than we can bargain for. It's been a good season for the ladies and how they've been looking. Well, some, I'm not looking at that. Some of them. I just wish, Question. I don't dislike Megan. I just wish she'd stop wearing those kind of dresses.
Wasn't it those you that we had all had this conversation with?
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Megan's really pretty girl.
Yes.
But they dress her in the boxiest clothes.
Exactly. She has a shape. Mm-hmm. She has a shape on her. Not,
and especially now because she got the fupa sucked out of her.
I know. She has a really, like, she's super curvy. Like, if you see her, you're like, damn. You look good, like, but these stupid boxy
shoulder pads dresses,
they had you in all BET weekend and all of your confessionals.
Like, this is not Fighting Temptations, Dreamgirls, or nothing. Effie, sit down.
Like, she would look good showing off, you know, her figure. So, she's the only one that's in, you know, Jackie's just Jackie. But, at this drinks they have, Drea decides she's going to be honest and tell us something that we've already known.
They were like, wow, really, bitch? Like, oh my God.
She doesn't like Megan, and furthermore, she doesn't like that her friends like Megan. This is the second time
that's
in this episode.
That's embarrassing for you to even say that.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. This is the second time in this episode she's upset me being a child, because she waited outside for them to come get her, and now she's upset that they're friends with her. Like, what universe do you live on where people cannot be friends and not like someone because they're your friend? When in reality, they're basically laying out how you have not been a friend this entire time. Like,
that's what blows my mind this whole time, is like, you're so into yourself that you never hear how many times they keep saying, like, girl, you weren't there for me. Girl, you weren't there for me. You weren't there for me. And then you're coming with a problem of your own.
She doesn't,
again.
Is she so into herself, or does she not care?
I think it's both. I think she's so into herself that she doesn't care. She looks at it like, they're my friends, but she's so caught up with her own drama that... Because I don't think that she doesn't not love Malaysia and not love Brandy, but I think love for Drea is different. I think Drea doesn't love anybody, really, as much as she loves herself.
Could
until she finds that one man, and
so
that's all she gives.
Let's raise this question, because before in past seasons, she was not actively having... Her son was, you know, in Pennsylvania still, and now she moved him out here so she can take care of him. And she did not have a back and forth marriage possible relationship. Could these two things be changing her and taking a toll on her, where she's blocking out everything?
Yeah, because I don't think she's happy. I don't. Every time I see Drea, I don't get a genuine, like, it's very cold. It's very, I mean, obviously, we look at the tabloids and what's going on in her life. So, like, she doesn't talk about her relationship with Orlando since all that stuff with Jackie. And to me, from this whole back and forth thing between the two of them, it gets to the point of, like, girl, why don't you sit down and say, you know what, Malaysia, I'm really sorry that I didn't call you. I was going through A, B, and C myself, and I know that that's not really a good excuse, but at least be honest and open about that. And then it's kind of like, okay, then Malaysia can sit and be like, all right. I kind of understand it, you know what I mean? But Drea has to own up to the fact that, yes, I am selfish. I am. And I'm selfish because
she was not,
something
she
happened. She'll never do that. She'll never do that. And that's, I mean, I know many people like that, you know? And that's a decision of Malaysia and Brandy, because there are certain people in my life that are very much like Drea. And
Just point your hand at me?
No,
look at me. Like, certain people in my life very much like Drea.
And it's not that, but I won't not be friends with them, but it's like, I make the conscious decision of putting them in a certain place in my life so I don't get hurt. You know, and I just feel like Malaysia and Brandy put Drea on this pedestal, and it's like, now they're starting to realize, oh, we ain't on that pedestal for you. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of getting mad at her, but the thing is I get why they're getting mad, because Drea is not giving them a legitimate excuse. She's just coming being, here's more shit of why I'm mad at y'all. And they're looking at her like, how, what? Do you remember when my brother died? Do you remember when I had cancer? Do you remember when I was going through all that shit with Jason? Do you remember when I got that divorce? Oh. How's your world going, girl?
And I don't have anything to say. That you have driven that one home.
That really irritated me with Drea. Like, it got my damn nerves.
Let's just go to predictions. Let's go to predictions. You drove that one home.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Based on what we have seen so far in our beauties, they are fooling us with these stupid clips, but what do you think is going to happen next
week? I'm telling you, I think next week is our final big episode with Drea. It might go into the next one, because we did think that the blow-up Gatsby scene is going to happen in this episode, so they're obviously stretching it, and I think they're stretching it because we're not going to see Drea after, not next week, but the week after that. I don't know what one I'm more injured. I mean, obviously, it's going to be fully Brandy versus Drea because Malaysia just be sitting back like, I'll come in when I want, when I need to.
Right.
But Brandy's got this one this week.
Right.
The Great Gatsby thing happens, and I just kind of think,
well,
Drea's true colors are going to show.
They will.
Your story's whack. But you were sitting here talking shit about Jackie laughing about the cancer thing last season. But now her story's whack.
She said we've heard it all before. I think that you're right. I think I said last week three. Now we're at two more episodes of Drea. Mm-hmm. And that's all she wrote for me.
And I look at it like this is where Malaysia realizes like, wait, her story's whack? So what do you think my story is? My brother dying. What did you think my story is?
A whack.
And I don't know, Drea, because I like you. I like Drea, but she these past couple episodes.
She is showing out, and that's it.
Bye.
Bye, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and like and subscribe. Hashtag ABTV. BWLA, I am your host, Gary Thomas. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas and I am GaryThomas.com and DJ Jesse J.
Hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.